This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. The Gemara B'sachim Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis relates that Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah allowed themselves to be thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh, the fiery furnace, rather than bow down to the statues of Nebuchadnezzar. And they derived their behavior with the Kal v'Chomer from the frogs in Mitzrayim. Regarding the frogs, the Pasuk says, "V'olu uvo b'veisecho, they will come out of the Nile and enter into your houses, uvachadar mishkovcha v'al midosecho, and they will enter into your bedrooms and onto your beds, uveis avadecho uvamecho, and into your houses and into the houses of your servants, uvesanu recho uvemishareisecho, and they will go into your ovens and into your dough." Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah reasoned, if the frogs who do not have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem jumped into the ovens, surely us who do have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem have to jump into the Kivshan Ha'esh. Yishagas Aryeh asks a question on this Kal v'Chomer. Although it is true that the Tzfardea do not have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but they did have a separate obligation to enter all the places enumerated in the Pasuk. And since the Pasuk says, Uvisanu Recho Uvimshari Secho, that means they had a tzivur to enter the ovens. So then what was the Kal v'Chomer of Hananya, Mishael v'Azariah? The Tzfardea had an obligation to enter the ovens because of the tzivoy of Uvisanu Recho. And Hananya, Mishael v'Azariah had an obligation to jump into the fire based on Kiddush Hashem. So they both had a tzivoy. So what was the Kal v'Chomer? It is reported that the Vilna Goyen at age 7 answered the Shagas Aryeh's question as follows. He said that all the Pasuk tells us is that there must be some frogs in each of the locations mentioned in the Pasuk. But no specific individual frog was commanded to enter any specific place. And therefore, every single one of them could have exempted themselves from entering the ovens by saying, I will go in the bedrooms. I will go onto the beds. I will go into the houses of the servants. From the fact that we find that individual frogs were willing to enter the ovens, even though they were not explicitly commanded to do so, Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah were indeed able to make a Kal v'Chomer. And the Kal v'Chomer goes as follows. Ma'adof the Tzfardea who do not have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and also no individual frog had a tzivui to enter the ovens. And still they went in. Surely us, who do have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, have a chiv to enter into the Kivshan Ha'esh. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the third makkah in this week's parsha was the makkah of kinim, the makkah of lice. The Rambam, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Vilna Goyin, and others, in their commentary of Pirkei Avos, Perikei Mishnah Dalet, all write that kinim infested the land of Goshen too, where the Yidden lived, just that they did not cause the Yidden suffering as they did to the Mitzrayim. The Mishmeres Ariel brings a simple proof to this fact. In Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov instructed Yosef to take his body out of Mitzrayim and bury it in Eretz Yisrael by the Maoros Machpelah. One of the reasons quoted by Rashi why Yaakov did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim was because Shesofo Liyos Afora Kinim. Ultimately, by the Makkos, the soil of Mitzrayim will turn into lice. Umerachashin Tachas Gufi, and they will swarm under my body. And that is why Yaakov did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. If, however, the lice did not enter Goshen, Yaakov could have simply made Yosef swear to bury him in Goshen. From the fact that he made Yosef take him all the way from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, it must be that there was kinim even in Goshen. Reb Chaim Kanievsky suggests a reason why there would be kinim even in Goshen. He explains that by the first two makos, Dam and Tzfardea, the Chartumim were able to duplicate the makos. So the only proof that the makos were truly from Hashem and not an act of kishuv, and not an act of magic, was the fact that the makos miraculously did not enter Goshen where the Yidden live. However, by makos kinim, the Chartumim were not able to duplicate the makos, and they openly admitted that this was an act of God, etzba elikimhi. So there was no need for the additional miracle of preventing the makos to enter Goshen. Just that Hashem prevented the kinim from causing pain and inconvenience to the Yidden who lived there. But the kinim themselves did enter Goshen according to these mefarshim.